Joel, you were talking in French about the shots that you guys have been taking. You've outshot every opponent this year. And over the last few games, you know, getting those chances, are you getting enough grade A scoring chances or is it just shots?
Oh, a lot of grade A's. We got three breakaway last game and three open door back door. Two open door back door. So for me, those are grade A's plus everything else and rolling pucks. So we do, but I don't think we give our best chance in some way. And, you know, sometimes it's tough to teach how to score goals. We have workers, that's for sure, but it's our job to help them. Like I said, I cannot say, hey, you know, you get the chances, you score, it's on you, it's your job, you're by yourself. It's not like that. I'm a coach. I got to help them out. We got to look at it. We got to think about it. We got to work. So there's a process, but you get three breakaway, I think, you know, you're giving, so those are great A's, and that's not counting, you know, the two goals that I felt. Every shot that come from the slot area for me are prime A. So you're not going to get 20 prime A and you're not going to score on all of them. But I don't know if you saw the game or not. Sometimes, you know, it's not always easy, but yeah, we did have enough. Like I said, like we weren't great on a few other things. I want to tweak out with the guys. The effort, I got nothing to say. Nothing. Habits, I got nothing to say. You know, it wasn't perfect, but it was good. It's more on a bit of a tweaking structure. And then you just get it. And on the flip side, the goalie was good and he's good. But now it's a great challenge. So we have to respect that, you know, play good. But we got to be more consistent on a few things.
And I know in the AHL, you guys are used to back-to-back against the same teams. But now you're getting in the territory of games 3 and 4. You went through that with Belleville. What are the coaching challenges when you're playing the same team up to 3 to 4 times in a row in the regular season?
You know what? I cannot talk for Pascal or every other coach in the AHL. The challenges with COVID is there's a lot, my friend. And we're not complaining at all. We're lucky. Are you kidding? If we have to play the same team, like I had a talk with, do you know what the biggest challenge is? To drive home to see what I'm going to put in the lineup. We outscore chance the other team almost every game. The effort is, you know, our record could be easily, you know, E6-0 in some way with the effort the guys did. I'm not taking anything away from Manitoba. They work hard. They're competing, but we missed a lot of goals and the goalie was good. So I have to go home and sit some guys that are last year of our contract and they want to play and they want to score and they missed a few. I had a couple of guys to me, God, I got to score there. I got to score. I understand they're last year of the contract. So I got to deal with this. And this is the hardest part about my job. So to play at the same team a couple of times, not Scotty Bowman guys, I'm teaching. I'm not playing for the Stanley Cup. I'm playing to teach those guys. You know, I'm coaching different than I would if it was a different season. I rotate the lineup. I shuffle everything every day. I play bingo. To be honest, I play bingo with my lineup every day to try to give opportunity to guys. So to play the same team, you're not going to hear me complain or tweak about that. We're lucky. We're blessed to play. You know, and some guys that have set out told me, I said, I know it's hard. He goes, Joel, I got a chance to play next game. Some guys that I know have no contract. They're home. We got to keep perspective here on what we're doing. I know it's like you guys, it's not the good old time of hockey right now for our guys. It's a different world for all of us. And it's a different world in the bubble here.
And lastly, I know a lot of people talk about Caden Gooley, first round pick. He was just drafted by the Canadiens, but he's going to play tonight. So we can leave that aside. Jani Fairbrother, just the two games that he got in, it seems like he made a quick impression on the team and the organization.
Well, he made a quick impression 2 years ago. And for everybody to listen, if kids listen, you never get a chance to do a second impression. And as a hockey player, and when he came with us 2 years ago, he put his business card on the table and say, I'm Jani Fairbrother. You got to understand, when they come at development camp, there's like 45 guys. Obviously, we know a little bit of them, but we don't know them. And he caught our eye, all of us right away. Me, Alex, and Dan were like, that Fairbrother kid, like third round pick. Yeah, okay. Like there's something there. Like he comes to play. So that was his business card. So every time we talk about him, we were positive about him because we see the engagement, you know? So he did that. And now we always follow what he's doing. And he got hurt a lot and banged up. And he came with us and he bought into the plan to work with him first before we threw in the game. But you're right. He did really well. He was a gamer. Like I said, you never know until they get into the game, but it's going to be a journey. He knows that. We talked to him last night before he left, and you know, he deserved the performance he had on the ice. He was poised with the puck. He was a gamer, but I still remember that first impression. We're like, this kid, like, I'm not saying he's going to be an NHL superstar. That's not what I'm saying, but he came and earned his ice time, and he came and earned his playing time.
Thank you.
We'll take two more. We'll go with Amy Johnson. Amy, you're up.
Thanks, Charles. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning.
You talked a bit about some missed chances this week against Manitoba, and of course the goaltender that you've been facing. How important is, particularly given the last game, how important is it for your group to stay out of the penalty box tonight?
Yeah, I killed the tempo a bit, but you know, a couple of penalties were mistake that, you know, you got to expect sometime at the beginning of the year, and the player knew right away, like, oh, I got zoned in into something that wasn't there. But it did kill the momentum a bit. That being said, it happens. When it happens, we got to kill it. We got to do our job and really misread and communication on the second goal that kind of killed our win on a 1-1 game. They didn't have many shots before that. They did have scoring chances. We weren't perfect, don't get me wrong. Manitoba is playing hard and well but you know, we kind of lost a bit of momentum there. And the second goal and the PK is a bit of a hit the stick at one point. It just kind of triggered, but we got to be better definitely. And we took four penalty. You know, if you take three, usually it's got to be three or less. That's what you would like. Now, got to kind of park last game and move on.
Now, in the midst of course, all of your coaching duties, there'll now be a search for Alex Burrows' replacement. What characteristics?
Not at the moment.
No.
I'm like I said, in French, we have Francis Bouillon that's helping out during practice, but let's be clear, Francis doesn't want to be an assistant coach.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to be involved in the coaching side. He wants to stay, you know, and I love Francis. So he's helping us out. He's been great. But after discussion with Dan and looking at it, is, you know, there's a quarantine, and then by the time we can get somebody, there'll be 2 months left in the season playing every second day. And mm-hmm. I don't have time to groom another young coach. We did it with Alex, who's good. Alex is special. He's a friend. We're very happy he's up in the NHL. And guys have jobs too, and it's got to be for a couple of months. So the right fit right now, to search the right fit, might be more complicated than Dan is a machine. Dan is a workhorse, Dan, and I don't count hours. And we'll, you know, and I can tell you, we're going to include the players into this. The player's going to have to help us. That's, you know, we have a lot of bodies. We have enough bodies to take care of business. And, you know, I think it's good. I always say players should coach a year, retire and coach for a year and come back playing. They'd be a better player. So we have a plan to include some of the player, and it's a different world we're living in, Amy, in the bubble here. So we try to keep it light, keep it positive for everybody with everything we're living. And we're going to stop the search for now. Maybe at one point in a month, we're going to go, but I'm going to go with Dan. He's my horse, and Marco Marciano, and we've done it in the past, me and him. We're going to be okay.
Excellent. Great. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Amy. And we'll go to Grant McCagg for a last question. Grant, you're up.
Thank you, Cheryl. Joel, this season, obviously, with COVID, it's so unique. You're starting the year with, you know, 6+ lines and 4 goaltenders. And just curious as to, you know, how you've approached the challenges of you know, evaluating players, being fair to players, you know, just the balance of how you're trying to each night come up with a lineup.
Okay, first of all, I'm very grateful. I went to Hockey Canada as a manager for years with, you know, like I said before, Tom Rennie, Scott Salmon, and Scott Smith that believed in me. We run, you know, with Sean Bullock, 112 players camp and World Junior camp that we had to manage. I was with Dom, and those were good and helpful to find solution to give the workload. It's hard to, we do 2 practice a day. We have to give the player workload because the team needs to be fit. If you look at us, we're fit. We need to be fit. If we're not fit to play hockey, do something else. So we have to keep that in mind with a lot of bodies. So again, thank God, you know, there's no University of Hockey, but if there's one, that's Hockey Canada. That's one. And, you know, managing my own junior team for years and training helped me. Two, communication to player. I talked on the phone for a couple of players for 20 minutes yesterday, explaining what we're doing. Zoom call with the veteran, explaining they have a reality. They are a professional athlete. They didn't play for a long time. That's their livelihood. That's what put bread on the table. So I need to talk to them. And, you know, so that's two. Communication is key, including them. Like I told them, I'm not going to come in, and not that I do that, break sticks or anything like that, because I'm not that kind of coach. But, you know, I'm going to work with them more than ever to manage this, because some guys, you know, have anxiety and stuff. We need to talk about it. That's their future. We're just trying them out of games and we're sitting guys out. Three, have a plan, no gray area. I hate gray. Black and white. It's black and white. I cannot have player going on the ice not knowing where they're going. They have to know. It's clean. There's no question. It's this. I always hate it when I ask a coach what, and he goes, well, when it's this, you do this. No, no, no. What is it? What do you want me to do? So I keep it very clear, very simple. We worked on it. You guys asked me what we were doing when we were practicing. We all got on the same page. They should all know. I stopped the tape. They know where they should be. Are they there all the time? No, but they should know. And the reason why is simple. I shuffle guys. When have you seen a guy shuffle 5-6 guys in the lineup, or, you know, from game in, game out? We play great game. The next day, it's 4 or 5 guys coming in. 5 guys. So I'm making sure the guys that are coming in are really task oriented. They know where they should be, and they know what type of hockey we need to play. So this is the challenge that I have, but it's great. That's what we're for. So this is the three things I can say that's very important if you want to manage that amount of players.
Jesse Yolonen, he, you know, his first AHL goal was, I guess you could say, was on his own net there. And he bounced back the next game and you know, scores a beautiful, beautiful first goal. You put him on the power play right from the start of the year. I think for a lot of us who had watched him in the past, we knew he had a great shot and great speed, but we've been, you know, encouraged by his playmaking as well. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm presuming that you saw that playmaking in the preseason, like in the, not the preseason, but, you know, in practice.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was one of the reasons why you decided to put him on the point.
I told you, when we first started, I'm playing the young guys, you know, and they're playing roles. And they're going to play well and they're going to do well. We got prepared. You're right. I mean, I did see what he had. I know him from a little bit, played with his dad too. He's very smart and a special young man. And like tonight, you know, he's playing, Jordan Wheel is playing with Arvi Pinard and Ilonen, two young guys. And they're both on the first power play. And, you know, we didn't get any power play, but we got some at the beginning of the year and they did real well. We scored goals and they're a young guy that can play. And my job is to develop hockey players. My job is not to win every game. It's to try to win with what I got. But like I always say in the AHL, you know, you coach with Ankoff everywhere. You know, all you do is get tripping, because, you know, you go so through many players. The bottom line is to win the Stanley Cup. That's the bottom line for the organization. So the AHL, we're like a bit of the university of teaching and giving opportunity and so on. That being said, Ilonen can handle this. You know, sometimes we give some to the kids and I know they cannot handle it, but I still give it to them in a way to see if they can figure it out. So that's why those practice were good and those scrimmage, we used this to give them a chance to figure it out, and they did. So that's why we're in the AHL, is to give guys opportunity. And I'm glad you've seen it, you know, that he's doing well. He's not perfect. We just did video with me and him in some way. My job is to make sure that if Dominique needs player down the road, they're ready. They know what they're doing, and he can sleep on his both ears and say, you know what, they're going to be fine. So that's why, even if we, you know, I like a lot of stuff you say, we got to work on everything. They need to be the most complete player that they can. But, you know, we like our young guy. We like him.
Merci beaucoup, coach. Et merci à tous les médias. Bonne fin de journée. Et bon match ce soir.